Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years, and today I do not disappoint. First up, on today's first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide on the Internet, I'll bring you the Easton Assassin. That's right. Larry Holmes will be in the house here. We'll talk about the Klitschko's with Larry Holmes. We'll also bring in Chad Dawson, the reigning light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, Bad Chad taking on Bernard Hopkins in a rematch. Of course, their first fight was a bit controversial. The ending, so they will fight again. Thus, we will bring in Chad Dawson at 35 minutes past the hour. We'll talk MMA and boxing in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we're here for 2 hours today, 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, we go live at 11 a.m. with a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a special edition at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Pacific time, right here on many of these same stations and networks. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let me tell you, UFC 144, Saturday night, it's going to rock, folks. No question about that. Frankie Edgar and Ben Hernandez in the main event. Then you got Marcos Medina on HBO. We got all kinds of fights to talk about. This is a fight weekend, no doubt about it. Boxing and MMA, and we'll cover it all in the next 2 hours. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Taking us to the break, the soulful sounds of East Bay Soul and Mr. Greg Adams.
Nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line from his lair in Easton, Pennsylvania, is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the great Larry Holmes. And Larry, how goes it this morning, sir?
Hey, man, you know what? It goes real good. But, man, no, I'm going to tell you what. I was watching the show yesterday in Las Vegas, and they were talking about the greatest fighters of all time, and you was not on the panel.
Oh,
they
wow.
had baseball players, they had basketball players, and they had this one running back, all four guys on the stage. And they were talking about the greatest fighter of all time. And every time they went to a commercial, they mentioned, this is the ring that Larry Holmes fought Muhammad Ali in. That was it.
They had
four guys up there, and neither one of them guys, I mean, you know, hey, no boxing. I don't know baseball, I don't know basketball. But I know boxing, and those guys didn't know boxing. And it was a shame, man. And I was saying, why aren't you there? You're right there in California, and you should be on there asking the question.
But Larry, you know I'm anti-establishment, and I've rocked Bob Arum's. I'm the only writer that's ever taken Bob Arum to court and beat him for money. You hear what I'm saying? They don't want me doing. They don't want me doing that. You know that. I'm anti-establishment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep, you're right.
So you feeling pretty good these days or what? You called me an old man earlier, man. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, you're living and I'm living and I'm old and you old. And when your hair starts to turn gray, you just for men.
that's only my secret for me and my barber. I ain't letting that one loose. Anyway, Larry, listen, I've been getting a lot of heat lately because I criticized the Klitschko's. Vladimir and Vitaly, and my feeling is if they weren't 6'7", that they wouldn't be about anything. In other words, what I'm trying to say is if they were 6'1" fighters or 6-foot fighters, they would be marginal B-plus, maybe B fighters. What do you think? Am I slamming them too hard there?
No, you ain't on target because what have they done? What are they doing? Those are the questions. What have they done? Who they beat? And what are they doing? I mean, you know, these guys is idle. You know, every time when I was champion, I was trying to fight every 3 to 4 months. And I kept my name out there. That's why people started recognizing me for who I was. Just because you're big and people would mistake those guys for basketball players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they got to do something if they're going to do it, improve something if they're going to do it.
But
they haven't done nothing.
Larry, if I was 6'7", and I'm not boasting or bragging, when you're telling the truth, it's neither, okay? But if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I'd be destroying guys. You hear what I'm saying?
Tearing them up.
I'd be tearing them up, man. I would fight 2-3 guys in a night or so. I mean, I'd do something crazy. I mean, if you had that kind of height and reach advantage, I would be a monster.
Nobody would ever hit you. You're too big. You're too tall. And most fighters are 6'3", and maybe 6'3½, maybe. But you're the Holyfield fought at 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, I was 6'3". Ali's 6'3". And, you know, and we beat up guys with 5'11s and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these guys are 7 feet tall damn near, and they're not doing anything.
Well, you know, it's funny is that I wrote this week that the key to the Klitschko popularity was white supremacy. In other words, the fact that that black men have been beaten up on white, and black men and people of color have been beaten up on white men for the better part of a half a century now. And I think that that the white folks, and I know they're going to get alienated out there from me saying this, but they got a little upset about that. And now, you know, these guys come along, and these guys are not really fighters. They're sort of like fencers with boxing gloves on because, you know, they're both scared to get hit. They're both running away from people. They're both using that height and reach advantage. And Emmanuel Stewart taught them both how to fight like sissies. But he taught them to fight like sissies because they don't take a punch well, especially Vladimir. And so I can understand that. But I took a lot of heat this week because I said that that their popularity was key to white supremacy and the fact that they can only draw in Germany. They don't draw well, and they don't even draw well in their native Russia. But in the United States, they couldn't sell 5,000 tickets. And what I wanted to ask you, though, is what happened to the black American heavyweight?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, these guys are not dedicating it anymore. They're not out doing trying to be champion anymore. They're just letting anybody just come in and take over. And if these guys want to say they want to be Hall of Fame, it's okay. You know, that at least they fought fighters. Stallone, he's in the Hall of Fame. He ain't never fought nobody. So if these guys want to be Hall of Fame, so what, you know?
Okay.
And that's what really makes boxing look bad. These guys are not really fighters.
Okay. Now, when you brought up Stallone, I'm glad you brought him up. Of course, Sylvester Stallone, the horror star of the Rocky movies, they put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame last year. I didn't think that was cool. I guess you didn't think it was cool either, huh?
No, I didn't think it was cool. I mean, you know, I don't think he belonged there, you know. But, you know, that's what they want. So they get it. You know, hey, listen, I'm a guy that I'm going to stand back and look and say what I feel that is right and what, you know. You know, you and I are like damn near, you know, because you say it like you feel it, and I do the same thing. People don't like it, you know, because you're telling the truth. Like the Klitschko brother, like Fly, he's okay with me, but, you know, he ain't never fought nobody, you know. They need to put a guy like Jerry Cooney in the Hall of Fame. If they're going to do that, they need to do that because Jerry could fight and beat everybody, and he fought everybody.
Yeah.
He fought me, fought George Foreman, and he was knocking everybody out. So he had a little rough, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But Jerry Cooney was fighting now, he'd be champion.
Jerry Cooney, he had a hell of a left hook, huh?
That's my Jerry hit you hard with that darn left hook, man.
You know,
and he was a legitimate fighter, not like these guys over there. These guys are not legitimate. They're just pretenders, you know?
Well, you know, as I said, drawn a lot. Man, you would not believe the heat that I drew this week. I mean, I had people calling me the N-word and calling me a spick and calling me a racist, this and that, and they went on and on and on and on. And all I did was point out the fact that these guys aren't popular in anywhere but Germany. And Germany has a history of being involved in white supremacy and things like that, and it goes back 60 years. And I said, is it a coincidence they could fill an arena in Germany with 60,000 people, but in their native Ukraine? Or in the United States, they can't draw people. I mean, what's the tie-in there? The only tie-in I can see is the fact that their skin pigment is white.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it, and you can say it, too. Because you know, hey, listen, you're not a fool. You know, you've been around boxing, you know, and you know what's going on.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Larry, don't worry about it. Larry Holmes is our guest, folks. Of course, the Eastern Assassin. the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, took the title away from Ken Norton in a monumental, a memorable Hall of Fame type of fight, a 15-round decision, of course. Larry, when you won that fight, that first title fight against Norton that night, was there an incredible amount of pressure on your shoulders?
There was a lot of pressure, you know, because a lot of people didn't think I could do it and wouldn't do it. And, you know, I was just, you know, as they said, I was just a copy of Muhammad Ali. I was not going to do anything. And, you know, I had to work extra hard to do what I did. You know, I proved them. And that's what I worked for, to prove these people wrong. And the more they say about me that's negative, the harder I work to prove them wrong.
Larry Holmes is the Eastern Assassin, of course. I've said that he's owned half of Eastern Pennsylvania. Have you bought up the other half yet?
Hey, the economy's so bad, I'm starting to sell some so I can get some cash in my pocket. And, you know, it's kind of rough out here. I like everywhere else, you know. But I just don't understand the politics about all this money stuff. They keep raising prices, but nobody got jobs. And I don't understand it. And that's really what's killing the economy.
You got a good point there. Me and Larry Holmes talking economics here, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network live worldwide on Channel 2, and of course, the Internet. You can check that out at ringtalk.com. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 27 plus years.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, You don't step left. You push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
We're back with the Eastern Assassin, folks. Larry Holmes, of course, he is the man as far as heavyweights are concerned, and I rate Larry in the top five, if not even closer to the top one, when it comes to heavyweight champions. When I think about his jab, when I think about his accomplishments, the fact that he was able to get off the deck when he was hurt and continue to fight on and won, and of course the controversial loss to Michael Spinks, and then him mouthing off, you Larry mouthing off about Rocky Marciano afterwards, I think that brought you a lot of negative publicity. But again, Larry, you were telling the truth. I didn't think Marciano could carry your jockstrap.
I don't want to say that again, you know, because it caused me a lot of problems. A lot of people did not like me for what I said. And, you know, I didn't mean in any slang or put down anyone. I'm just saying, you know, how we do it as athletes. If it ain't a football, it's a basketball or a boxing glove, I happen to take my job. Well, you know what I mean?
I know.
And, you know, that's kind of like cheating, but I didn't put it said demeaning him. I just said, hey, listen, I'm one of the greatest of all time. And I didn't say the greatest, but one of the greatest, if you push me hard enough, I'm going to say the greatest. But, you know, I'm modest like that because, you know, you had to go look. One of the things, like I said about Ali yesterday, these guys kept saying he's the greatest. And, you know, and he's not, and he wasn't. He might have been one of the best talkers that we had out there at that time, but he wasn't the greatest fighter that we had out there. Okay. He made himself the greatest. So, you know, I always give, you know, just always let people have what they want. You know, I don't really care about that. I don't get into it.
Okay. Got an email here about you jumping over a car going after Trevor Burbick, the late Trevor Burbick. Of course, the guy was killed in his front yard, I think, by a relative over there in Jamaica. But, Larry, didn't he say something nasty about your wife? Is that why you jumped over the hood of that car?
Oh, yeah, not only that. You know, he was telling my wife some things that he thought I was doing, whatever. And, you know, and my kids were there and all that, and they was crying. And I lost it, so... I wanted to get him. So, you know, what happened to Trevor Burbick now, you know, it's probably a blessing because it saved a lot of people a lot of trouble.
He was crazy. He was legitimately crazy, wasn't he?
He was gone, man. He didn't have a full deck.
But, yeah, we're talking about Trevor Burbick, folks, who Mike Tyson, of course, beat for the WBC heavyweight title back in November 22nd, 1986. Now, Larry... When you rate Mike Tyson, I was looking the other day, and somebody rated Mike Tyson as low as 20th as far as all-time heavyweights are concerned. Where do you think he ranks? Does he rank in the top 10?
No, I don't think so, because one of the things Mike had a problem with is height. You know, I mean, these guys are too big, and especially now, you know, these guys are real big guys. So I wouldn't rate Mike Tyson, you know. I rate him in the top 20. I would rate him in the top 20, but I don't think I would give him too much more than that. But personality-wise, you know, people rate him on that and everything else because they don't like things he does or say.
Okay.
And it's crazy, you know.
Here's a question for you. I know you no longer have any business ties with him. Was Don King good for boxing or not?
Yeah, Don King was good for boxing. Don was real good for boxing. Because he brought the money. He brought the money. He gave these guys opportunities, and he brought the money. So that's what it's all about. He made everybody fight over, you know, bidding on fighters. Because without Don King, the people, like if it was just Bob Arum, he had the whole game. You know, he would have had the whole game.
Well, Bob Arum's got the whole game almost right now because Oscar De La Hoya came out yesterday and said that there's no way he can make a Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight because Bob Arum is the blocking. He's the impediment there. He don't want to let it happen. Is that because that Floyd Mayweather would embarrass Manny Pacquiao? Is that why Bob doesn't want the fight?
I don't know if Floyd Mayweather would embarrass him or not, because I tell you what, I'll bet Pacquiao. Because he's a unique kind of a fighter, and he can switch up and do it all, you know. So I wouldn't say that.
All right, well, we can agree to disagree on that one, because I think that betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao would be like robbing a Filipino bank.
So Well, I tell you what, you know, the reason why I'm saying that about Floyd Mayweather, maybe because I don't really have a lot of good things for him, because I seen the way he acted or whatever. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I got a little bad taste in my mouth about him. But, you know, you can't take nothing away from him. He can fight. He's very smart. He's quick. And he seems to me to be able to take a punch. So with all of those things said, I think it'd be hard for Pacquiao to beat him. But my fingers will be crossed that he did get beat.
Okay. We're talking with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin. Of course, he former undisputed world heavyweight champion residing in Easton, Pennsylvania. Larry, you never left Easton. A lot of guys get rich and leave town. How come you stayed?
Well, you know, I stay here because it's small, quiet, and I know pretty much everybody. And, you know, it's quiet. If you got a family you want to be around, you know, if you want to start a little business, you can have a little business. And, you know, just take life easy. It ain't like, you know, in California or Los Angeles or Las Vegas or New York or places like that. It gets really laid back, you know. If you want to be laid back, you come down here.
Okay. I was looking down. Did you happen to see that Vitaly Klitschko de Sarah Chisora fight last week?
No, I missed that one.
You didn't miss much there, but there was more going on after the fight with brawls and beer bottles and all kinds of stuff going on as far as post-fight press conference fights and all this. So the real action took place after the fight. But, you know, I saw the older Klitschko now is 40 years old. The younger one with the glass jaw is 35. And people who keep saying that they're going to end up in the Hall of Fame and this and that. But as I said, Larry, had they fought in your day, had they fought in the days of Ernie Shavers and people like that, they'd be toast.
Well, you said it. You know what? I've been saying it for a long time, and you said it again. And that's what people are going to really find out, that these guys will get there, and they got a lot of work they got to do yet.
Well, I don't think they're going to do any more work, Larry. And they're not looking to improve or please any fans because, you know, I mean, they could listen, anything they do, they could juggle balls in the ring. They could become jugglers in Germany, and they would sell 60,000 seats. So people over there, they don't know boxing. The last, you know, the last real boxing star they had in Germany, besides Sven Aki, was Max Schmeling, and that goes back 70 years. So I guess they're hurting for boxing and boxers in general over there, so they adopted these two Russians. But the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschkos are what they are, and the heavyweight division is what it is. And I would happen to think right now that the heavyweight division is probably at an all-time low. What do you think of that?
100% right. You're 100% right.
Okay.
All-time low.
Okay. Boxing here in the United States isn't what it used to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's no gyms in the ghetto anymore. Because when I grew up, I went down to Newman's Gym, which was in the Tenderloin, and I went out to Hunter's Point, which was in the Black District of San Francisco, and that's where I got my sparring, and that's where Eddie Majan taught me how to fight. And you know, I mean, that's where I learned my skills. That's where I honed my skills, in the hood, fighting against rough, tough guys. But now there's no longer any athletic programs that are paying for boxing. Therefore, nobody's learning the craft. Plus, there's nobody there to teach them. And I think boxing is dying. Do you think it's dying with the MMA coming on and everything like that?
Well, yeah. You know, I think boxing got to push its way back, you know, because there's like you said, the MMA, a lot of people watch them, and those guys don't get paid a whole lot of money. So you can put more fights on, you know, and television is picking them up and not paying them a lot of money. So people would rather buy cheap seats and then expensive seats to see a better fight, probably.
Yeah. We're talking with the Eastern Assassins, our guest Larry Holmes. How's your son? I remember one time he was asked what it was like to watch his father fight, and he was only about 11, 12 years old, and he said, quote, "It's very stressful." How's he doing?
You know, the same thing now that he's growing up. It's very stressful to watch him, you know, look for jobs and trying to find one, what he wants, and can't get one. So, but, you know, he's okay. You know, he's okay.
You still got them? You still got those little dogs or what?
I still got them, man. They're my bodyguards.
Like you need a bodyguard in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, you know how it is. I got two dogs that they weigh about 10 pounds apiece, and they're great.
Great to talk with the great Larry Holmes, of course, the Eastern Assassin, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, of course. Live worldwide on the Internet, you can check out the URL at ringtalk.com. And in case you don't know, we air every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can catch them on iTunes, of course, as I said, the website, ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is, folks, this is your inside look into the world of boxing, and MMA has been for 27-plus years. And like Larry Holmes said, I must be getting old, because me and him are still alive and feel pretty good about that. But he's got a I guess he's got a point there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, the world light heavyweight champion himself, Mr. Bad Chad Dawson, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to say hello to my troops out there on the American Forces Network. This is the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. This is Ring Talk.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Little Tower of Power bringing us back from the break there. That was the interview I did on FNN television. It was televised worldwide with George Foreman, of course. It got more play. The post-fight interview got more play than I think anything I've done on TV. It was shown like in 100 countries, 100 different times. But that was amazing that George put up such a stink about it. But George is a good salesman. You know, he's got those grills going, right? I mean, took a piece of metal and an electric cord and turned it into like $145 million. So he's not as dumb as he looks, like Ali used to say. Well, folks, my next guest, I am honored to have him in the house. He is 30-1 with 17 KOs. He is a current light heavyweight champion of the world. And they call him Bad Chad. I'm going to call him Mr. Dawson. How are you this morning, Mr. Dawson?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure, man. How's life treating you? How's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's doing great. You know, the kids are good. Everybody's doing good.
All right. So, Bernard Hopkins, you know, I mean, the guy's older than, I mean, I don't even want, he's old. He's almost older than dirt. I mean, why is he, he's still boxing. He pulls off these controversial fights where he ends up getting hit or laid down or injured and this and that. And he hasn't done it once, but he's done it two or three different times. And he did it to you the last time. Now, do you think he was faking?
In my opinion, yes. I think he was faking.
Okay.
What I tell everybody else is I've been in the ring with several different fighters, so I know the difference between a fighter who doesn't really want to be in the ring. You can see it in his eyes. And that night, I saw it in his whole posture, the way he looked, the way he just carried himself into the ring. He just didn't have it in him, and I saw that. I noticed that. That's the first thing I noticed when I got into the ring.
All right. So when you guys hook up for this rematch, are you done October 20th? Are you going to be taking it straight to him? I mean, is there going to be no holding back this time? What's going on? Is good. Well, the game plan
being, I just want Mr. Hopkins to fight. I just want him to fight. I want him to come and be the champion that he is, the legend that he is, and defend his titles.
Well,
I don't want any more nonsense. I don't want any low blows. I don't no dirty punches. Anything. I just want to fight.
But, you know, but that's his M.O. now at 46 or 47 years. I mean, he's 46 years old, Chad. I mean, really, what do you want him to do against a bad young brother? I mean, seriously, if you were like an old dude ready for the wheelchair and you were fighting some dude that was in his prime and you had to, like, roll in the wheelchair to get up to the ring, wouldn't you take the easiest way out?
Hey, if he wants to be the world champion, he wants to still stick around in the sport where there's a bunch of young guys coming up. If he still wants to be amongst these young guys, I mean, it's him. You know, I wouldn't choose to do it, but it's the sport. It's a blood sport, so we go out for blood. And, you know, he's the champion, and I want what he has. I want to be the champion. So I got to do what I got to do to feed my family. So that's what it is.
Okay, you talk about him in being wanting to be a fighter, this and that. Don't you realize at this point in time, and for a long, long time, it's been about nothing but money with Bernard Hopkins? I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
One time I took Bernard to dinner. We went to dinner at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was going to fight, I can't remember his name right now, but he was going to fight the next night. He had just weighed in, and we're kicking back. So we had dinner in the buffet, which was cheap. We had these buffet tickets, so we didn't have to pay for dinner, okay? So we had dinner at the buffet, and then it came time to leave, and he wouldn't leave a tip for the waitress. So I had to reach in my pocket and pull out $5 or $10 and, you know, leave it for the waitress, because there was like four or five of us at the table. And she was bringing us drinks and sodas and cranberry juice and things like that. But he was so cheap. The man was making like a few a few hundred thousand dollars the very next night. He would not leave a tip. That man, I have never met a cheaper man in my entire life. Honest to God, man.
I've heard stories, but I mean, as some of the stories I've heard, I thought they were just joking. But I mean, I heard some stories that and I couldn't believe it. Like, he's made so much money, but I mean, it's not my place. They talk about his money, how much money he's made, but you know, I would have thought he's made enough money to be able to throw a couple of dollars away. But I have heard stories about how cheap he is, but that's not the point right now. But I mean, I just want to fight. I want a fair fight on the 28th. I want a fair fight.
Okay, do you think he'll give you a fair fight, or do you think he's going to pull some more of that B-hop BS?
I don't know, because it's hard to tell, because In the press conference, you know, he didn't want to do the stare down. He didn't talk. So I'm having like mixed feelings. I don't know if he's playing mind games or if he's really gonna come to fight. Because it really doesn't matter if he's playing mind games or not. Because regardless, if he comes to fight, I mean, he knows what's gonna happen to him, and I know what's gonna happen to him. He's gonna get his butt whooped.
You know, his legacy as a middleweight wasn't bad, okay, but he really isn't a light heavyweight per se. And, you know, I've always got the impression that he's taken a few little bit more than vitamins to look that rock solid at the age of 46 or 47. Do you feel me, what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say. And that's came up several times over the last few weeks. So that's definitely been on my mind. But you know what? It comes a point where you're too old even for the drugs, for the enhancement drugs. So I'm not really worried about that either. So
we're talking with a bad.
Was,
go on.
I mean, if he was using it, enhancement drugs. I mean, it didn't do any difference in the last fight because even the time that we locked up. I mean, I didn't feel any power. I mean, in his punches, I didn't feel anything. So, I mean, I think he's just too old for anything, even for the drugs.
Okay. We're talking with the bad Chad Dawson, folks. He's world light heavyweight champion, 30-1, 17 KOs. Of course, he is the current WBC title holder. That's WBC, right?
No, he's not the WBC title holder. Remember, the commission gave him the title back.
Oh, they gave him the title
WBC.
Back.
And the WBC, awarded him titles back, and the commission called the fight a no contest.
Okay. So, and you feel he was faking. A lot of people think he was faking. You know, I mean, Bernard Hopkins, I think if you can give him any awards of late, maybe you should give him an Emmy for doing the best fake job on TV.
Yeah, that's the same thing I've been saying, man. He's an actor, man. I mean, I don't know what script he was reading from that night, but it was a hell of a script.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just never seen anything like that. When he hit the canvas, I just knew that I knew he was going to fake it and he was going to try to get out of the fight.
Okay. Well, you know, he's done it two or three times before. There's been, you know, he's got a history of doing this kind of stuff. And the referee, Pat Russell, he and I have had our differences over the years, but I think he made the right call, and other people say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that night he made the right call.
Yeah, I mean, and other people.
That night he did, but then when we got with the commission, when we had the ruling, he got in there. He totally just changed his whole story. He just, he said he saw the tape, and he said if he had saw the tape that night, he would have called it a no contest instead of awarding me the winner.
Interesting.
I don't see how his mind changed from that night. It's cause the night of the fight, it seemed like his mind was made up. He was sticking with the ruling, with the decision he made. And then I don't know what changed his mind.
Okay. So, we're talking with Chad Dawson, folks, of course, on April 28th at the Boardwalk Hall. Of course, they used to call it the house that Gotti built, the house that Arturo Gotti sold out so many times in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course, the site of Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks back in 1987. I mean, there's a lot of history in this hall as far as boxing is concerned. And hopefully, in your mind, this is going to be a retirement party for Bernard Hopkins, huh?
Yes, definitely. That's what I've been calling it, the retirement party. And, I mean, I think the night of October 15th, I mean, that was supposed to be my night that night. I was supposed to make history in California, but didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, so I get a chance to do it again on the 28th. And hopefully he'll come to fight, and we can get the fans what they wanted, and we can get Bernard Hopkins out of boxing.
Well, Chad, maybe you ought to give out, you know, when you send out a few tickets to your family, friends, and things like that, maybe you ought to send them out as retirement party tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully he'll be having it. Hopefully they have it already set up for that night, and I can stop in and, you know, show my face.
Chad Dawson's our guest. As I said, April 28th is Bernard Hopkins. What do you think Bernard Hopkins' claim to fame is? I mean, you know, the guys that he beat and real big names that he beat were smaller guys than Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Trinidad and people like that. But what is his claim to fame?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at it as his claim to fame because, like you said, as a middleweight, he was a great middleweight. He was, you know. And I remember time being a young guy watching Bernard Hopkins fight and wanting to see him fight, you know, but. You know, over the last few years, you see, to me, in my opinion, he's diminishing the sport, and it's a lot of young, like I shouldn't be fighting Bernard Hopkins for these titles because Bernard Hopkins should not be in boxing. You know, he's too old. I mean, and he's talking about breaking records with George Foreman and everybody else, but he's doing it the wrong way. You know, I mean, I don't know how you call yourself a legend when you got out of the fight the way you did the last fight in October. I mean, there's just so many things, and I just want to get rid of him and get him out of the sport so that, you know, light heavyweight division could go on and reach new heights. So, I mean, that's just my whole thing.
Okay. What's going to be your attack mode? What are you going to change things anything differently than you did in the first fight? I mean, are you going after?
We don't really have to change much because, I mean, we saw everything that we trained for that fight. We saw that night, you know, the 1-2 in headbutt, the 1-2-3 combination he got with the headbutt. I mean, the holding, the leaning, he jumped on my back several times. I mean, so hopefully all these things won't the ref, we have a good ref, and he'll be in there, and he won't allow those things to happen, and we can fight like boxing's supposed to fight, and we'll figure out who's the better man and who's the champion tonight.
Okay. Did you happen to catch last week's Vitaly Klitschko, Derek Chisora fight? Did you watch that on TV?
No, I didn't see the fight, but I seen the weigh-in.
The weigh-in, and then
I seen the press conference after the fight.
Yeah, man, there was more punches thrown before and after the fight than it was during the fight.
It looked like he took more of a beating after the fight than he did in the fight. It looked like David Haye caught him with a couple of nice shots.
David Haye, they tell me now, I was just reading on my Twitter account that Chisora is back in Germany to watch Alexander Povetkin fight today. I think Povetkin's got a share of the light heavyweight title. But I'm going to go back to the Klitschkos for a second. Now, do you think if they weren't 6'7", if they were 6'1" fighters, they'd be as successful as they are?
Honestly, no, I don't think so. I think the size is the reason that they're dominating the division right now. I think a lot of people can't deal with the height. No one's really that near as close to the height. I mean, it's a few guys, but you know, right now they're dominating. And I think it is because of the size.
You know, because Larry Holmes was just on the show and he said it's all because of their size and their reach and this and that.
I agree with that.
Because here's what's up, Chad. I don't know how you feel about this, but if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I would be destroying people.
Yeah, exactly.
They have
good skills. I mean, you can't say they don't have good skills. I mean, they got size advantage and they have pretty decent skills. So I guess that's just enough to get by in the light heavyweight division nowadays.
And the heavyweight division.
I don't think they would have been able to hang with the guys back in the day, you know, with those guys. But right now, I mean, the division is kind of, the heavyweight division is kind of weak.
Okay.
So they're at the top of the division right now.
All right. Have you started training for this fight yet?
Yes, I have. Well, I've been in the gym 3 times a week.
Okay.
Just getting ready to go out for camp. So I've been heading out for camp in a couple of weeks and ready to take the show back on the road.
So where's camp going to be for you?
Oh, we don't know yet. We're looking at a few spots. We're thinking about going over to Puerto Rico to the Olympic facility over there and training. We're thinking about Florida, but right now I'm thinking I'm leaning definitely towards Florida.
Yeah, I tell you what, Puerto Rico wouldn't be too bad. And the reason why I tell you that is that you could probably get a lot of peace and quiet over in Puerto Rico, maybe more than you could.
Yeah, I thought about that too because I've never been to Puerto Rico and I don't really know anybody. So, and I don't speak Spanish, so. Maybe it'd be a lot easier for me to stay to myself and be on the low.
Yeah, I was over there, and I was definitely on the down low over there for like 3 months off and on, working doing some TV over there. I had a good time, and the people were nice, and the food is okay if you stay at the right hotel.
You might have persuaded me to go to Puerto Rico.
Well, it's just not bad. And if you stay anywhere near San Juan, go by and see my man that runs the WBO, Francisco Valcarcel, because Paco's a very nice man, a very good man, a very honorable man, you know, just like you are. Now, come after the 28th, let's look at life on the 29th. Let's be honest. We both think that you're probably going to light Bernard Hopkins up like the White House Christmas tree. What do you envision the 29th of April being?
The 29th, the day after the fight?
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to waking up and being a world champion again, being back on top of the light heavyweight division. And hopefully I'll do it in a great fashion. Bernard will come to fight and I can show everybody what was going to happen on the 15th, and the boxing world will embrace me, and I'll get that respect I finally deserve and the recognition I deserve.
Well, you get some.
That's really what, you know, deep down, that's really what I'm fighting for. You know, recognition. You know, I feel like now I'm really starting to feel that I really haven't been getting the recognition I deserve over the last few years. But you know, this fight right here, all that could change. So. I'm just looking forward to being back on top of the division.
Well, you're getting your respect from me, sir. All the best to you, and God bless you, and good luck to you and your wife.
Right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Bad Chad Dawson, folks, and soon to be light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, Bernard Hopkins and him hooking it up. That is April 28th on HBO. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power was on the Jimmy Kimmel show this week. The Tower of Power horn section, all 5 members, and they kicked some butt, folks. Very proud of Emilio and the entire gang. Of course, you can check out my work for the band at towerofpower.com. Click on the message board, and you see the section entitled Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Network. Tomorrow, take that back, this Sunday, we'll have a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. So we'll cover the fight results from this past weekend. We'll cover the UFC results from the past weekend. That'll be Sunday at 11 a.m., a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until the next time we meet, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, check us out on the web, ringtalk.com. Until then, peace, love, lots of respect, and thanks to my producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy.